a funny thing. Am I still too young? He kissed the diamond there. She took his ring, took his babies. It took him minutes, took her nowhere. Heaven knows he'd have taken anything.
Ciao a tutti. Welcome to the first episode of Young Americans. We're so happy to be having this opportunity in Cortona while we're studying abroad. My name is Ava, and today we are here with Em.
How's it going?
And we also have Emma.
Hey.
And finally, Colin.
Hello.
So we are super, super grateful for this opportunity, and our first episode here, we are theming with iconic 80s movie soundtracks. The first song on our track list today is Love Missile F-111 by Sieg Sputnik, and it's featured in the 1986 comedy-slash-romance film Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It's directed by John Hughes, and it stars Matthew Broderick, Alan Ruck, and Mia Sara. Everyone to Young Americans. We hope you enjoyed our first song. It's been such a privilege studying here in Cortona through the University of Georgia, where we all go to school back in the United States. And I've just absolutely loved the small town vibe and environment that Cortona has given us. It's given us a very authentic look into Italian lifestyle and culture. Yeah, I mean, what have been y'all's favorite things we've done in Cortona so far? Maybe your favorite experience?
Personally, I love the weather up here. It's great, very cool, nice mountain breezes coming mm-hmm. in all the time.
Yeah, the weather's been absolutely lovely. The views from where we live are unlike any that we get back home in Georgia, for sure.
Oh, and the food, too.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, definitely been spoiled by the double French doors that are in my bedroom. You can just open up and look out over the valley, see everything that's going on down there.
Yeah, our living space is just beautiful, and the food is just a luxury. I mean, every time we go out, we know that we're going to get a fantastic, fantastic meal. So yeah, for sure. Anything else?
Yes, shout out to our wonderful friends down at the Canoe and all those dogs that need loving homes.
Yes, we do. We volunteer at the dog shelter sometimes here too, which is very cool. And it's very different to the dog shelters at home too, because we get to walk them, but we're like walking in the Italian countryside. And it's just a very beautiful experience too. Which we're all very grateful for sure.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so up next you're getting Your Hungry Eyes by Eric Carmen from the 1987 romance Dirty Dancing, starring Jennifer Grey and the legendary late Patrick Swayze.
Hope y'all enjoy.
I've been meaning to tell you
right, you just heard Hungry Eyes by one of our personal favorite movies from the 80s. It's gotta be Dirty Dancing. What an iconic movie.
This is one of my favorite 80s movies, but movies in general.
This is also one of my favorite movies in general. I just think 10. It's a little cheesy, but there's nothing wrong with just indulging in a cheesy movie.
Patrick Swayze is great in anything.
Oh my god, that's very true.
Patrick Swayze is absolutely amazing. Of course, Jennifer Grey, amazing.
Speaking of, apparently they actually hated each other. Like a good amount.
Yikes.
They never got along on set. That one scene when they're like, when she keeps laughing, he was like genuinely mad at her.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah, it was.
Well, that just shows their acting abilities because they have really great chemistry on camera. Shoot.
They were in love.
Honestly. But anyways, last weekend we actually took a extended excursion to Florence and it was absolutely amazing. It was probably one of my favorite excursions we've done so far. Going to Florence was honestly really inspirational and wonderful to experience.
An absolute overload, though.
Yes.
We saw so much art.
I mean, the Uffizi alone was crazy. That was almost too much to see in one day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We saw the David.
We did see David.
We
spent like a good chunk of the day in the Bomboli Gardens.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we went to a palace, gardens, shopped, ate wonderful food, walked about 10 miles every day. Not even exaggeration
and
there.
We walked off every single bite of food we ever ate.
Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't trade it for the world because it was absolutely amazing.
But it was really, really nice to come back home to Cortona.
Yes, but
it
makes us appreciate Cortona even more. Going to these large cities for about 4 days and really getting everything out of it and then coming back here to just live and study is, I think, the perfect scenario for us.
Yeah, it's really kind of like a home away from home at this point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
It's been great. All right, up next, we've got Cruel Summer by Bananarama featured in the 1984 film The Karate Kid.
Trying to smile, but the air is so heavy and dry.
right, we hope you enjoyed Cruel Summer. So, living in Italy in a foreign country, it has a lot of similarities to being in Georgia, but it also has a lot of differences, and there are some things here that are very new to us. One of which that comes to mind is that we don't tip the waiters, which is very different, of course, yes, from what we're used to at home.
I always feel so guilty because I want them to know I appreciate them.
I know. Tipping is such an integral part of the American experience.
If you don't tip back home, you're like
just
jerk.
The biggest jerk.
You're a horrible person.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but you don't gotta do that here, which is interesting.
And like the manners are completely different. Like, for example, when you get served at a restaurant, you eat as soon as your food gets to you, which is
not when everybody else gets their food.
We at home, if our Southern upbringing, if we don't wait for everyone, my grandma would be so mad at me.
It's considered rude actually here if you wait for everyone to get your food, which is very interesting too. And also they treat alcohol very differently in the way that you would like order your wine after you order your food as well.
I mean, the fact that wine is considered a food in Italy and not a beverage.
Right, exactly. And then just shopping in general, like you're not supposed to touch produce. That's considered like really, really rude.
Yeah, if you go to Kroger in the U.S., you see people just eating grapes out the bag. And
you're not supposed to drink out of soda cans either, because that's also considered gross.
That's one thing I've adopted. I'm not letting that one go.
Yeah, now
I get back home and
I'm
not going to be able to drink a Coke without
it. Now here and I think about it, I'm like, so many people have touched this can.
Yeah.
They're kind of onto something.
Yeah,
with their cleanliness.
I mean, personally, I think a little bit of bacteria can really make
you strengthening your immune system.
I think also just paying for things is interesting as well. Like sometimes you order things and then you don't pay until afterwards.
The amount of times I've almost left the bar not having paid for my cappuccino because I am convinced I've already paid for it, but then being like, I have to go give this man coins right now.
Right. And I also just think that people talk, like, you say hello and goodbye everywhere you go. But also, I think, physically with, like, clothes, it's very different here. Like, they dress in kind of, like, specific color palette for the season, and that's just so different. Because I have bright green hair, and people here don't really look like that. Which is also interesting to see that the cultural appreciation of fashion and, like, the way that they're really...
Yeah.
They're really put together every time they leave the house.
I've never seen someone underdressed for the day.
Like, yeah.
Everyone always looks so sharp.
Exactly. All right.
And up next, we've got To Live and Die in L.A. by Wang Chung. It's the titular track from the 1985 crime thriller To Live and Die in L.A., starring William Peterson in his acting debut, very young Willem Dafoe, and John Pankow. It's directed by William Friedkin, and it's got a really good car chase.
Every
So, welcome back. So, in Cortona, we are studying abroad, of course, but something unique about our program is that it is only art programs, or art classes, I meant to say. So we take a lot of interesting courses here, for sure. One of which is painting, we have some drawing.
Take book arts.
Printmaking, books.
Book arts, yeah, printmaking.
It's interesting for me as a history major to be in a study abroad program where there are, well, there's art history, but there's no actual
history.
You're
only taking one history,
yes. Yes, this is pretty far from the liberal arts stuff that I've taken, but it's a nice break, especially since I'm a senior. But all the teachers we have are very good and dedicated to their craft, too. I'm learning a lot.
Yeah, we're having a good time.
I'm learning a lot, too. I mean, it's very nice to be surrounded by everyone else who are all taking the same classes, so it's very useful and good for the creative kind of inspiration as well.
Yeah, being around so many people making art at the same time is like really inspiring.
Yeah, it's really helpful because, like, I mean, this is pretty normal for me. This is a pretty normal semester aside from the fact that we're in a different country. But yeah, that's really true. Being around people constantly, the same people, being able to be in the studio with the same people all the time is. It's crazy how inspiring it can be.
It's very different from being at UGA where you're liable to never see the same person twice in a day, if a week or a month.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's also like really inspiring as well to be in a place where such an integral like amount of art history
has occurred. There's no shortage of everywhere we go there's art history, and there's no shortage of inspiration anywhere we go, which is something that you cannot at all get anywhere close to when you're back at home. And of course, you know, the experience is different, but it's just something that is priceless, honestly. So with that, we're gonna go into our next track. This is Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins. It's from the 1986 action and drama film Top Gun, starring the Tom Cruise, Val Kilmer, and Kelly McGillis.
You never know what you can do until you get it up inside of you, got to go.
y'all enjoyed Danger Zone. All right, so as I mentioned before, the food here has been such a plus to the whole experience. Honestly, I'm so glad that not only does Italy have a lot of art history, but a lot of great food, great combination for us. So we thought we would kind of share our favorite dishes and restaurants in Cortona specifically. I would say the first one that came to mind was one called Osteria del Teatro, which is actually a Michelin star restaurant, which is very, very cool. And I got some pumpkin sauce gnocchi, which I was a little bit skeptical about, but my goodness, I cleaned the whole plate. It was delicious.
Yeah, big shout out to Cafe Degli Artisti, being my safe haven here.
I love Artisti.
And just last night, I ate the Trattoria Dardano. I had their lamb with their stewed beans. It was so good. I saw a guy.
Yeah, we were eating at the table, and he just looked up at us, and he was like, oh my god.
We thought Colin was going to pass out.
We did.
He's like, this is the best food I've eaten in Italy so far.
It was very good.
Yeah.
Another honorable mention is this place called Preludio here, which that was like one of the most crazy slash best dinner experiences I think we've had on this trip for sure. It was like four courses.
Yeah, we got a dessert called the Wonders of the Forest that came in a bell jar full of smoke.
Yeah, and they served us a lot of like, I guess, free or complimentary things. For sure, they just kept giving us drinks and food, which was enjoyable. And also, they like brought out a giant chocolate ball and then like lit it on fire, and it melted and it revealed
exposed
food inside.
New treasures.
But the food that me and Emma had was like zucchini and pepper tortellini.
Yeah, it's interesting to be here in Italy as a vegetarian.
It is.
Meat is like such a big part of like.
Yes, me and Emma are. And it is interesting, but when we do get stuff, it is really good.
Yes.
Like what we had that day. And the presentation was just so pretty too. They take food very differently here, but it's in a good way, I think. For sure.
It's in the best way.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay, guys, up next is Party Man by Prince from the 1989 Batman, starring Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson as the Joker.
All hail the new king town. Yeah. We'll be right back.
you just heard a Prince track, and you know we had to put Prince on this 80s movie soundtrack set list. We could not exclude the legend of Prince. What a genius. What a beautiful, beautiful man. So talented. One of those incredible musicians ever. I mean, that song is just such a bop. Every song is a bop. We wanted to include Purple Rain, but that song is actually like 8 minutes long. So we did not, or maybe even longer.
Isn't there another Prince song on the Batman soundtrack?
It's Batman. It's called, or no, it's called Bat Dance.
Oh, Bat
Dance.
I think it's really popular too.
But yeah, he killed every song he did.
Yeah.
What a legend.
Especially, I feel like the...
An American treasure, if you will.
Yeah, but pairing Prince with Michael Keaton's Batman, I feel like is... I mean, if we're talking about iconic 80s movie tracks, I feel like that's pretty top tier.
Yes.
For sure.
Jack Nicholson as Joker was actually very scary to me. I think he...
That's a fair point.
Jack Nicholson, he kind of scares me.
I thought he was the funniest Joker.
No, but I don't know. Something about him.
It's a smile.
He scares me.
It's the smile. It's a prosthetic smile.
Yeah, it's a smile. It's scary.
I don't know. I think it was kind of goofy in the purple suit, personally.
It's the eyes. It's the way he...
Yeah, no.
A little shifty.
He was great, but I don't know. He was very unsettling.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Alright, up next, we've got another iconic one for you. It is Flashdance, What a Feeling by Irene Cara from the 1983 dance romance film Flashdance. We got another dance movie for you, starring Jennifer Beals. This is one of the funniest film plots ever because our main character, she works in a a steel mill by day and is a dancer in a bar by night. And the whole plot is her
girl boss
trying to get into a dance school, like this really prestigious dance school. And the song we just had was the end scene. That was her audition song.
So good.
Like one of the most iconic dance scenes.
That is
ever.
Such a catchy song.
It's
so good. It was stuck in my head for about 3 days after we made this yeah. playlist
it was
for
a good
sure.
one.
Yeah. So, more about our Italian experience. We told y'all that we went to Florence last weekend, and that was just, you know, mind-blowing, so beautiful. And another notable excursion that we had was we went to Siena for a day.
Yeah, Siena was great. Awesome. The state archives were mind-blowing. We saw, like, the oldest books I've ever seen.
And the biggest books.
The biggest books.
The spines on the books were, like, a foot wide.
Yeah.
These manuscripts were indeed illuminated.
We did see a lot of really interesting, you know, artifacts and whatnot. We enjoyed walking around, having a nice lunch, and we also went to the Duomo, and that place was, of course, like all the Duomos that we've seen, but it's just absolutely massive and just so much detail in every single corner of the place.
Yeah, that's a beautiful one.
There's cool mosaics on the floors too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the bus ride up there was so beautiful. We saw like so much of like a beautiful countryside. It was gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
I
might have been asleep, but
I was also asleep.
I was awake.
I was too.
The bus rides through the Tuscan countryside is one of my favorite moments
from
these
excursions
too.
So it's been really fun.
You listen to more 80s music.
Yeah, exactly. We listen to more 80s music.
Exactly, exactly.
Like the upcoming track, 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton from the 1980 film 9 to 5. It's another titular track starring Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, and Dolly Parton.
Out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping, out on the streets the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving, they just use your mind. Step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. You're on the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving, they just use your mind.
Enjoyed that totally iconic track by Dolly Parton. Of course, I said Prince was an American treasure, but
I
Dolly Parton is
Dolly
even more
Parton.
Of an American treasure, American
she
icon.
Is the legendary Dolly Parton.
She's a model citizen.
Yeah.
I would say so, yes.
Yeah. My favorite fun fact about the song is that the typewriter sounds at the beginning of the song are actually Dolly Parton, like, clacking her acrylic nails together, because it sounded so much like a typewriter that they were like, hey, you should do that. So in the song credits, like, on the back of the record, it's like Dolly Parton on acrylic nails.
Well, I didn't know that. Fun.
Yeah, it's an iconic song for an iconic film.
An iconic film and an iconic woman. Three iconic women, actually. Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin and Dolly Parton are like the dream team for this.
Ladies rock in that film.
Ladies rock.
Yeah.
So, in Cortona, we previously talked about food, and we have had the wonderful privilege of actually being fed three times a week by the program, and that is through a restaurant here called Restaurant
D'Antonio's.
Yep, D'Antonio's. So it's he has a wonderful catering service.
Yeah. Shout out to Amalia.
So we wanted to shout them out because they've been so generous with us. They give us appetizers, drinks, first course, second course, and dessert. It's a full on Italian experience. And it's very, very lovely.
I feel like they're so patient with us because we are like a huge.
It is a circus.
We're a huge group, and we didn't understand like how Italian meals work for a good portion of the beginning of this program.
Yeah.
So.
And plus, the menu has a foosball table.
Oh yes,
we are foosball fiends.
Yeah.
Colin and Emma are genuinely, I'm not even like being dramatic,
like,
the best team of foosball players I've ever seen.
I don't even participate.
No, y'all are even better. They get to dinner early just to go play foosball, and then we stay late just to play
foosball. We're like Forrest Gump and ping pong.
So shout out to Antonio, if you're listening, or Amalia as well, who is also helping them out with that, or the cooks or anything. Shout out to y'all for making sure that we have a comfortable and fun experience, for sure. All right, our next track is super recognizable. It is The Power of Love by Huey Lewis and the News. It's from the 1985 film Back to the Future, of course, and it stars Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd.
Make a one man weep, make another man sing.
We hope you enjoyed The Power of Love from Back to the Future. And we'd like to give a special shout out for this opportunity to Andrea and his team and the radio station, of course. This is such a cool experience, and it's even cooler that real life Italian people are listening to our voices right now on the radio. You can listen to us in the station at 88.4 or 92.8 FM. You can also live stream on the internet at www.radioincontri, that's CONTRI.org.
And to end our set list here, we have Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds from the 1985 film The Breakfast Club, starring Molly Ringwald, Emilio Estevez, and Paul Gleason. And this is the Young American signing off for now.
This is our freeze frame.
This is our freeze frame. Fist in the air.
Fist in the air.
At the end.
Yes.
Signing off and saying goodbye.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Won't you come see about me?
Troubles and doubts, giving me everything inside and out. And love's strange, so real in the dark. Think of the tender things that we were working on. Slow change may pull us apart. When a life gets in your heart, baby, don't you forget about me. Children.